This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico has lifted all pandemic-related restrictions on public gatherings and business operations, marking the possible end to aggressive public health precautions more than 15 months after the local onslaught of the COVID-19. New Mexico business owners were hopeful today as they marked the end of the state's limits on occupancy rates and a color-coded risk system for counties. Still, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and state health officials say the campaign to get more people vaccinated will continue. New Mexico reports about a 62% vaccination rate. Turning the page, Health Secretary Tracy Collins announced her departure from a crucial state agency in the pandemic response. The health department will be overseen by David Scrace, another leading figure in the state's pandemic response, as Secretary of the New Mexico Human Services Department. With the restrictions lifted, all businesses across the state may operate at 100% capacity, and all limitations on mass gatherings are gone. Businesses and local governments may still adopt and require additional precautions at their discretion, according to state officials. A historical plaque memorializing Indigenous children who died while attending a boarding school in New Mexico more than a century ago has gone missing. Indigenous activists are pushing the city of Albuquerque to investigate. The plaque was in a park near the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center. Members of the Coalition to Stop Violence Against Native Women are among those looking for answers. City officials say they're working with tribal leaders and others to determine what steps should be taken. The plaque noted the site of a burial ground for students who attended the school between 1882 and 1933. They included children from the Navajo Nation, Zuni Pueblo, and Apache tribes. The removal of the plaque comes as the U.S. government embarks on a nationwide investigation aimed at uncovering the troubling history of boarding schools that sought to assimilate Indigenous youth into white society over many decades. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland announced the massive undertaking last month while addressing tribal leaders from across the nation. With more light being shined on past boarding school policies, tribal governors from around New Mexico have advocated for accountability and justice. All Pueblo Council of Governors Chairman Wilfred Herrera Jr., who's from Laguna Pueblo, said recounting what Pueblo parents and children experienced has been painful. For the second time in 2 years, the state of New Mexico is taking over operations of a private prison. The Albuquerque Journal reports the medium-security prison in Santa Rosa, currently run by the GEO Group, is expected to be turned over to the state by November. The state took over operations of the Northeast New Mexico detention facility in Clayton in 2019. The New Mexico Corrections Department reportedly has entered into a lease agreement to transition the Guadalupe County Correctional Facility to a publicly operated facility. The decision comes amid a large decrease in prison population levels across New Mexico following a pandemic-related executive order to decrease inmate numbers by the hundreds. New Mexico is directing the nation's biggest chunk of federal coronavirus relief money to helping middle-class families pay for child care. The vast expansion is aimed at getting parents back to work in one of the poorest states in America. Democratic Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham announced the change today, which immediately expands eligibility for child care assistance to 350% of the federal poverty line. That means families of four making about $93,000 are now eligible for subsidies. That's up from around $54,000. New Mexico's two-year spending commitment will expand eligibility to the highest income levels of any state. It's the largest and latest example of states using pandemic relief aid to subsidize child care. New Mexico also will be the first state to increase payments to child care providers by using a reimbursement formula that focuses on the local cost of running child care businesses instead of the market rate of what parents can pay. Early childhood advocates say the new rules will lead to increased pay for child care workers who often make just above minimum wage. They also expect improvements in worker-to-child ratios, the main benchmark of child care center quality. The expansion is paid for in part by $300 million in federal awards that expire in 2024. Virgin Galactic's Richard Branson is aiming to beat fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos into space by 9 days. Branson's company announced this evening that its next test flight will be July 11th and that its founder will be among the 6 people on board. The rocket ship will soar from New Mexico. Bezos plans to blast into space from West Texas on July 20th, the 52nd anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. He'll be on the debut flight of a Blue Origin rocket with people accompanied by his brother, female aerospace Space engineer Wally Funk and the winner of a $28 million charity auction. As late as yesterday, Branson declined to say when he would rocket into space because of restrictions placed on him by his publicly traded company, but he stressed he was healthy and fit to fly as soon as his engineers give him the go. He'll turn 71 a week after the scheduled launch. This is KUNM.